Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? The boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before I get to it, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, have you ever heard of the seal, the great seal that was given unto us by Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin? It was the committee that actually established, outside of two, that actually established the signing and the architecture of the Declaration of Independence. Well, these three got together, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, and they came up with this great seal. You want to know more about this great seal, don't you? Of course you do. You know what the motto on the great seal was, friends? I love this because this is why the communists, the atheists, the homosexuals, the revisionists, they have not a chance in heaven or in hell because facts are stubborn things. Do you know that the great seal, the motto is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God? I'm going to highlight that in just a couple minutes. And I'm going to go back to you and I'm going to give to the founding forefathers credit where credit is due to them and what it is that they established and why they established the great seal. Because if you keep in mind, friends, that the Declaration of Independence, that whole documentation was nothing but rebellion towards tyrants. And it was obedience to God. And we're going to highlight that in just a couple minutes. But before we do, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. Outstanding websites. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And then if you'd like to jump over to Facebook, there's so many people that are involved and are partaking and interacting on Facebook. We have three sites, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and Bradley Dean Double E. Folks, you can also give us a call at any time over the next hour. Don't wait till the last segment. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick here, friends. The establishment candidates are all bought and paid for. Of course they are. Anybody with a half a brain knows that. As a matter of fact, I watched some video yesterday online where Hillary Clinton was walking through one of these Capitol buildings, and the reporters were around her trying to ask her a question. Actually, it was two reporters, and she just kept walking by them as if she does not have a responsibility to report to the people. Not that I would trust the state-controlled media any more than she does, but of course she knows that the state-controlled media is bought and paid for just like she is. But in saying that, friends, the establishment candidates are all bought and paid for. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama's latest gun control scam, friends. You need to keep in mind, folks, when you've given them this much room, when you've given this criminal administration as much encouragement as the American people have, you have to understand that when you're dealing with the lawless, unless you drop down the law and execute the law unto judgment, they're going to continuously do the things that they do. So that's why Obama, again, is attempting to upend Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. He wants your guns. And again, keep this in perspective, friends. In a time of terror, a time when we have all these created enemies, some created, some not, some appointed because we're under the judgment of God, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. But in saying that, friends, you need to understand he wants your guns. You have to ask the question, why does he want your guns? And who's giving him the authority to attempt to take away your guns? Well, what they do is they create the crime, they create the chaos, and then what they want to do is they want to establish. They want you to cry out to the government and say, you need to help us. You need to help us. You know, like the 1 million mile march where they couldn't get over 250,000 people to show up, but they called it the 1 million mile march. Remember how that got shut down because of all the fraud? Well, folks, that's how they do this. It's all through deception, all through fraud. But here again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama's latest gun control scam, friends. The bottom line is, friends, that's the only thing that you have left stopping a full-scale assault on who you are. And I'm not just talking about your liberties. I'm talking about your lives as well, is the fact that, America, you still are an armed people. And you best do yourself a favor and remain armed. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Florida County Council denies anti-theist desire to pray at county. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, active shooter reported at Naval Reserve Center and Army Recruiting Center as Jade Helm begins. Interesting. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, don't lose hope, America. That's what your enemies need you to do. We're going to talk a little bit about that too, folks, because what we do is we see in America, or in history itself, globally, throughout history, that history repeats itself, and that's one thing that's wrong with history. Or can it be one thing that's right with history? Let's turn it as a positive, okay? We'll get to that in a minute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is America's last hope. Folks, you better turn your face towards heaven. And God ain't asking. And yes, I said ain't asking. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Time to give conscientious objector status to bakers and clerks that the radical homosexuals are attacking. Friends, you need to understand what it's about. It's about upending, it's about squelching freedom of speech and upending your sovereignty. The whole radical homosexual agenda. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, folks, I want to highlight this just one more time. Those baby parts fell off the back of a truck. Speaking of Planned Parenthood, because they were recently busted, friends, where they were literally through a conversation where one of these supposed, well, one of these murderers that calls herself a doctor, we'll just call her Mrs. Mengele, was actually talking about nonchalantly, because she seared her conscience so far from reality that she's actually drinking wine and eating a salad as she's talking about body parts and how there are those that are now asking for lungs and livers and hearts, and the head is the biggest part. And friends, you can actually go online again and see how old the baby is, pick and choose as to how old you want the baby to be and what body part you want. They've been busted doing this now, friends. And again, what did you expect and what would you expect from a murderous organization? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, progressives and Obama cannot win real American hearts and minds. No, of course not. That's why they don't have the support of the American people. But it, again, is the American people that are tolerating this criminal to go on in his crimes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Geraldo Rivera should watch his mouth. Remember the last time he got in a fight? Yep. He got his mouth shut real quick, didn't he? Yes, he did. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about the history tyrants have learned from America's forefathers. It's a positive, friends. It's a positive, but it's up to you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The history tyrants have learned from America's forefathers. You know, we hear history repeats itself, and that's one thing wrong with history, right? Because that history will repeat itself. But what if it's the right history? What if it's good history, right? I love that. G.K. Chesterton, a British historian and philosopher, said, "What I saw in America." He said, "America is the only nation in the world that is founded on a creed. That creed is set forth with dogmatic and even theological lucidity in the Declaration of Independence. Perhaps the only piece of practical politics that is also theatrical politics and also great literature. It enunciates that all men are equal in their claim to justice, that governments exist to give them that justice, and that their authority is for that reason just. It certainly does not condemn anarchism, and it does also, by inference, condemn atheism, since it clearly names as the creator as the ultimate authority from whom these equal rights are derived." Listen again, friends, this is coming from a foreigner. Nobody accepts a modern political system to proceed logically in the application of such dogmas. And in the matter of God and government, it is naturally God whose claim is taken more lightly. The point is that there is a creed, if not above divine or about divine, at least about human things. This is great stuff. It reminds me of Charles D. Montesquieu, Alexis de Tocqueville. Folks, these people, these foreigners coming into America to tell us what we are and what they've seen in America. Folks, what is the history of America? Well, to turn it to a positive, because again, friends, we always hear, well, if we don't learn from history, history is going to repeat itself. But what if we have the challenge laid before us to actually make the world anew, just like during the time of the revolution? Now, we know that the word crisis has two meanings, two definitions, according to the Chinese. One is danger and one is opportunity. What if we looked at what's going on in this country right now, friends, as an opportunity? Because that's how I see it. And that comes through the hope that Christ gives me. Because without Christ, I wouldn't have that hope. Now, going to recent events in the United States of America, I thought it was very telling that this last week, the President of the United States thought it necessary to further fortify himself against the people that he's to serve by putting spikes behind the posts around the people's White House. That's your White House, friends. This President is fortifying himself against you. Think about that. Why? On a daily basis, we in America are inundated with the magnification of the crimes that are committed by the despots that are to represent. Read Numbers 32:23. Yet, going back to the president, if he was serving the people, or these despots were serving the people in the manner that they should be serving, well, he, like other presidents or representatives of the past, could actually walk up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., and shake the hands of their constituents without fear of reprisal. See, and this is what shows us who these people really serve. Folks, to fortify themselves against we the people by putting sharp spikes up behind the posts, that now endangers those that mean to walk over the fence to go into their house. That's your house, not his. He is there temporarily. And folks, I want to tell you this too. Doing interviews across the country, especially down south, it's becoming more apparent in this country that the people are sick and tired of being sick and tired and are becoming more resolute in the lawful action that they would have taken concerning the crimes of this administration. So what am I saying? I'm saying without a doubt the tone is definitely changing. But I got a question for you again, America. Why are we here? Why are we in a position now that we can actually sit back and justify the fact that he's putting sharp spikes up behind the post concerning the fence around the White House, the people's house? Oftentimes I ask myself the question as to how it is that a population of 315 to 318 million people can stand back or stand down in the face of a small group of corrupt individuals who mean to destroy the country in which we live. And what's interesting is that history has taught us that many of these small groups of corrupt people actually get away with it, at least for a short while, until the people catch on. And in some cases, they don't catch on. Folks, I said some time back, we were watching a documentary on Mao Zedong. Folks, he's responsible for killing 40 to 60 million of his own people through a man-made drought. And yet when you go to China today, have I been there? Nope. I've done my due diligence to understand that they praise Mao Zedong today as if he was a god. Who's praising Mao Zedong today? The grandchildren of them that he killed off through his man-made drought. People need to think. People need to wake up. Do you know that in China, obviously, it never changed. It's a communistic, totalitarian government. We know that. Did you realize that after Stalin died off, after he slowly suffocated, that tyrant did? What's interesting to note is there is a call for Stalinism again in that country, not knowing that he killed millions of his own people. He was a terror to his own people on a daily basis. He was the one responsible for murdering his own people on a daily basis, as he blamed everybody but himself. See, but there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Did you know that under the dictator, Italian dictator, Mussolini, Benito Mussolini, I mean, just an absolute clown, folks, but the joke was on them. Do you know that they're calling for another government likened after what Mussolini established? He wanted to reestablish Rome, just like Hitler did. I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not, but he did. Folks, people need to think. That's the history that we don't want to repeat itself. Now, going back to my point here, friends, is that when I'm thinking about what's going on in this country, I don't understand how we can have 315 to 318 million people stand down and allow the corruption to go on in the direction that it's going, this country. And what's also interesting to note is this president, friends, this criminal in the White House, is using communist slogans. And in going to the president, did you know that in China, friends, they've replaced Mao Zedong's face on their T-shirts with Barack Hussein Obama? He's hailed as a hero there. And it's not a joke. And my point was this, that history has taught us that many of these small groups of people, corrupt people, actually get away with it at least for a short while. Until they're found out. And the way that they're usually found out is the country begins to destroy itself. Well, then I would have to come to myself and acknowledge America, that the president only becomes a tyrant through his tyrannical measures through deception when subjects are rebels from their own principles. Read Hosea 4:6. So, simply put, the history of tyrants is when a people are disobedient towards God. That's it. It's not always how bad Adolf Hitler is, or Mao Zedong, or Mussolini, or Pol Pot, or Idi Amin, or Barack Hussein. It's not always how bad they are. It's how bad the people allow them to become, because that dictator really reflects what the people tolerate. So again, the history of tyrants is when people are disobedient towards God. Folks, what we're talking about right now is the history of tyrants. And what is the history tyrants have learned from our American forefathers? Turning it as a positive. Because again, friends, what we have learned is that history repeats itself if we don't learn from history. And I started the program off with history repeats itself, and that's one thing wrong with history, or let me say, right with history. Now, why all the evil first? Let's put the negative out there first and foremost. Why all the evil? Why all the corruption? Why all the confusion? Because Scripture tells us, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out thy arm, and there's nothing too hard for thee. No, we can see that. Thou showest thy love and kindness unto thousands, read Psalm 107, and recompense the iniquity, the lawlessness of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. We're seeing that today. The great and the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his own ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Which he has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men. And has made thee a name as it is this day. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to turn it. If we don't learn from history, history is going to repeat itself. Well, what if that history is good? I want to take you down that road, because this is some great stuff. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Going to part two of the time allotted, I was just talking about why all the evil. Well, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 32, 17, 23. Of course, this even goes into the common sense arena, friends. That, but they obeyed not the voice. The Lord gave us the best of everything, right? He gave us the milk and the honey. And we, our forefathers, came in and possessed it. But they, by entering in, dispossessed the enemies by possessing the land because they did that which was right before God. But why do we have all the evil taking place in this country, globally, as a matter of fact? But they obeyed not thy voice. Let me ask you a question, friends. Who is it that the tyrant in the White House today, the dictator wannabe, is always zeroing in on? He's zeroing in on the Constitution, which is based on common law, the Mosaic Institution. Even reciting the Declaration of Independence, he has withheld the word God. Why is he attacking God? Because he wants to be God. Read Isaiah 14. That just ain't gonna happen. Why are they attacking Christians? By using radical homosexuals to do their biddings for them. Because that's the face of those that mean to rule over you. That's why. But what would happen if the 315 to 318 million people actually obeyed God? They wouldn't have a chance in hell, literally. Would they? Nope. They would be afraid of the people. And that's a healthy place to be. But they obeyed not the voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. They did it to themselves because they disobeyed me, God says. But going to a positive, what happens when a people obey God and resist the tyrant? Let history repeat itself. We have an opportunity to make the world anew, friends. What happens when a people obey God and resist the tyrant? Well, take a look around. 239 years later, we're all here to tell others about it. We're still the light of the world. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. Who gave us that freedom? Those that sacrificed themselves to give it to us. First and foremost, the Son of God. President John Adams, President Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin stated together, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. What is the history of America? What's the history of our founding forefathers? 50 of the 55 Orthodox Christians. What's the history? Us, we, their posterity. Their kids as kids as kids as kids. Here we are. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin stated, resistance to tyranny or tyrants is obedience to God. As a matter of fact, in 1776, a short time after the Declaration of Independence was adopted, which is a document showing forth the grievances of the tyrant King George that our forefathers would no longer tolerate, at the same time, our forefathers established the separation, the Declaration of Independence, friends. This is what it states. Resolved that the United Colonies, all 13, are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown and that tyrant King George. And all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, that is expedient forthwith to take the most effectual measures for forming foreign alliances. That a plan of confederation be prepared and transmitted to the respective colonies for the consideration and approbation. Approval. Read the Declaration of Independence. This is the same committee who were assigned to draft the text of the Declaration of Independence, along with Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston, that being Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin. Those are the ones that were actually the architects of the Declaration of Independence. Now, three of the five were also assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. This is the history that we want it to repeat. We want history to repeat itself in these given situations, rare though they be. Again, the seal that the three of the five were assigned to design, the official seal for the United States of America, declared, listen carefully, friends, listen carefully. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God is America's seal. As a matter of fact, Ben Franklin and his proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwritings. This is what he said. This is Ben Franklin, friends. Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who is sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds, reaching to Moses to express that he acts by the command of the deity. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Boy, does that sound like a deist to you, friends? Does that sound like a deist to you? As the revisionist would have you believe that he is a deist, boy, this guy knows Scripture. He knows biblical theology. He knows what he's talking about. So much for that he goes into great detail and specificity to let us know why the motto in America is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Hey, friends, is that it? Is that the history of America? Absolutely it is. Here comes Mr. John Adams. The second president of the United States, describing Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Mr. Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And on the other side, Horsa and Hengst, the Saxon chiefs from whom we claim the honor of being descended, and whose political principles and form of government we have summoned. More often than we hear about how if we do not learn from history, then history will repeat itself as a negative rather than a positive. Therefore, I conclude with this. It comes to what our forefathers have established as one portion in history. We want it to repeat itself. What's the history of America? Just that. What is the history of America? Just that. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And now you have the professed church in America attempting to teach the sheeple just the exact opposite through a backward version of Romans 13. How they do that? Well, what they do is they strain, friends, at the gnat while they swallow the camel. They strain at the gnat of not knowing history while they swallow exactly what Pharaoh meant for the children of Israel, and that being bondage. And that's exactly the fruit of what they have been preaching. But that's not at all what our forefathers established. When we pursue history textbooks used by public schools and the students little more than 100 years ago, we see a long tradition in American education of portraying our founding forefathers as godly men. George Washington being the chief Christian hero among them. But modern skeptics, on the other hand, like to characterize our founders as Enlightenment deists and perhaps even infidels. And to be completely objective, we have to admit that there was not a single church denomination or religious philosophy that led that way. There is no question that our founding fathers were of some deistic humanists. Well, folks, we don't have that history. But folks, when we begin to take a brief survey of the church membership of the founders, it shows that at least 50 of the 55 signers of our founding forefathers were Orthodox Christians, as well as 25 of them. Of the 55 aforesaid, have seminary degrees. The Declaration of Independence itself carries the following phrases expounding on the Christian idea of God. So, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth to separate an equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights that cannot be transferred, friends, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Or what about this? We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, and for the support of this Declaration of Independence with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, last page, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So these names of God do not indicate a philosophy of deism, friends. No. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, lie. We know that you, the enemy, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that you're called the great deceiver. You're a liar. There's no truth in you. But when we look at the foundations of our founding forefathers, we must refer to the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, who will ultimately punish evildoers and reward covenant keepers. That's right. So, the names of God in the Declaration of Independence correspond to the attributes of a God who is active in the events of history. That's right. And even to the present. I'm going to come back 1, 2, 3, 4, nature's God, creator, supreme judge, and divine providence. Talking about the great seal that Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, not in that order, and Ben Franklin actually brought forth. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Clan. More often than not, we hear about this. We do not learn from history, then history will repeat itself as a negative rather than a positive. Again, friends.
We'll be right back.
And the secret belongeth to those that fear the Lord. And it's really true. Even while we are in your sins, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even during that time, he was showing himself off to who he was in my life. And it was pretty awesome. And it was undeniable every step of the way. But I want to bring Stephanie up really quick and just kind of talk a little bit about. Now, again, keep in mind, I'm in my rock and roll days, okay? And here, let me set the premise really quick. I'm in my rock and roll days. And I remember there used to be this video. It was a commercial, and it was for Cost Cutters. And there was a couple of them. And I remember seeing this commercial all of the time. And again, keep in mind, I'm still in the world. I'm still in the rock and roll days. And I wanted a family. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have kids. And that was just a desire that I had. And interestingly enough, I knew the commercial like the back of my hand. There was Best Buy commercials. There was other commercials that Stephanie was a part of. And I didn't know this. And so without further ado, I'll let you finish the story, and I might add more to it at the very end of it.
Okay, so, you know, how Bradley and I really did, we wrote a song on one of our albums called One Heart. And part of the lyrics of One Heart, it's the story of Bradley and I getting together. It says, you and I, we come from different worlds. And Bradley and I really did come from different worlds. He came from, you know, a dysfunctional home and so on and so forth, without a father, so on. And I came from, you know, a good home, dad and mom, so on and so forth. In fact, I was a pastor's daughter. So how we ended up meeting was one day this guy with long hair comes flying out of the front door of my house, and it's not unusual.
Right after I got saved.
Yeah, and it's not unusual, you know, after, you know, to have visitors and stuff at a pastor's home, because, you know, you're always entertaining someone or there's people coming over in and out. So I talk with him. I just saw him kind of fly out of the house. Turns out he was kind of a mutual friend. We both kind of had a mutual friend, and so he's at our house. And so, you know, we decided to get together. We talked on the phone a little bit. And we decided just to meet one day. So we met, and I remember that I think probably the first time I talked with him, you know, maybe not even the first time, one of the times we kind of spoke, he kind of told me everything I didn't want to hear, you know, which is a good, faithful witness, which is someone who speaks for the truth
that, right?
In your life. So it's like, you know, no.
You have someone to ruin your world, just give me a call.
Yeah, just give Bradley a call, and he'll help bring the dark clouds over. But, you know, I was going to be off to college in Florida. I wanted to, you know, have a new start, go out there in Florida. And he said, well, you know, you're called to ministry here, so on and so forth. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to.
How did that go over with you, by the way, when we're speaking? I mean, because, folks, this is a prophetic ministry.
Yeah, I don't really remember how it went over with me, but I just remember.
No, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
this,
right. Yeah, well, right. I had plans, you know, to go to college in Florida, and so I did that. So I went to school in Florida for a while, to a ministry school. And then I ended up coming back at a Christmas break. And so we had known each other and hung out and stuff and so on, you know, during this time and before. But I came back, and it just so happened that, you know, I was at my dad's church. Bradley was there too. And we sat down at Perkins, and we just had another one of those talks and so on and so forth. So I decided to quit school and come back to be in full-time ministry. And that's exactly what we did. Now, the unique thing about our marriage is the fact that Bradley was asking the Lord for confirmation of us supposing to be together. You know, Lord, send us a confirmation note. This is your will, and so on and so forth. So, as Bradley mentioned, I used to do commercials and different things like that and some print work, you know, like your ads that you see, you know, in the local newspaper and so on.
And Cheerios boxes.
Exactly.
And,
that's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So I happened to be on the front of a Team Cheerios box. Perhaps you remember that from, you know, years back. But I was on the front of a Cheerios box, and we were looking at that one day after Bradley had, you know, said this prayer. We somehow came across the fact that on the Cheerios box that I was on years ago, before we even met or even knew each other, when you flip it around, because it was a Team Cheerios box, it kind of highlighted different teams across the nation. There was a coach, and the coach at the back of the box, when you flip it over, was exactly Bradley's name. So we were saying, Lord, let us have some confirmations and so on and so forth. When you looked, this is a divine confirmation. We hadn't even known each other during this time. And right when we had asked for the Lord to, you know, answer that prayer, we had saw that Cheerios box. And through, the divine things that kind of came together for us to be able to.
Only to find out that you were the one that was in the commercial in my rock and roll days. I knew exactly what the commercial was. And my desire was, at that particular time, was to be married. And what I didn't know is my wife was right in front of me on TV.
Right, exactly. And so, like I said, we had not met before. So I was in a commercial that he was sitting there watching on TV, didn't even know it. And you're, Lord, I need a wife, and you're watching the TV, you know, commercial. Oh, that is my wife. Of course, he had no idea at the time. But when you go back and look at the divine hand of God and how things come together, it's not exactly how you would picture it, or maybe not how you think things should happen. But what's great about the Lord is that his ways are higher than our ways, and his will is way beyond ours.
And you always know it when it's the Lord because of what you just said. There's no other way that this could have happened outside of how he did it and who did it.
That's right. And you have to look at when we ask God for answers to our prayers, sometimes we pray. I remember one time Bradley was asking the Lord for a wife, and he went to this really seasoned old spiritual man in the Lord, man of God, and said, you know, you said to him, well, but the Lord promised that he'd give me the desires of my heart. And the preacher looked at Bradley and said, those are his desires.
Yep.
So you might say, well, Lord, I want to marry this person, or I want to marry this person or that person, or I have this idea in my mind of what I want. And the Lord might come in and rock your world and give you the exact opposite of what you maybe idealistically think. But what he has in mind for you is a lot better than what you think.
Yeah.
You know, we can say, well,
you can't follow through with the compatibility test because, friends, that's the flesh. That's not the spirit at all.
Right. It's going to have to be something that the Lord puts together. And, you know, put aside your, you know, you've got things you might say, well, you know, I want someone. I kind of kid around this in my virtue class. You know, I want someone who's, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. You know, he's got to have a 3-inch bicep and this and that and the other. People have ideas in their mind of what they think their perfect mate would be. Well, the Lord might rock your world with someone that's not who you picture, but who is exactly the right person.
Is anybody picking this up? Are you trying to say that I'm not tall?
Oh, no, no, no.
Studly
no.
and handsome.
That's not what I'm saying.
And by the way, my biceps are a little bit bigger than 3 inches. Yeah. Are you talking about screech here or
what? No. I'm saying I have fun with this in my virtue class. But what's nice about it is the fact that I want to point out and make the point is people sometimes have ideals in their mind. God can rock your ideals. People think, you know, well, in life, Lord, I'd like to do this. Well, God might say, well, that's great. You want to do this. I have plans for you to be in ministry and do this.
Yeah.
But what I've always learned is that the talents and so forth that God has given you, maybe you've used them for the flesh in the past, or maybe you use them for worldly reasons, even too in my acting and things that I've done. You know, I did that, you know, not necessarily for the Lord's sake, but now the Lord is using all those talents and abilities doing what we're doing in ministry.
Yeah.
So you might think, well, Lord, you've given me these talents and these gifts or these abilities.
Well, you were even tested with that because, friends, do you remember when Jesse Ventura actually highlighted a movie here on Earth back during his gubernatorial or his governorship here in the state of Minnesota? Well, Stephanie was the one to get the main role in that movie, and then when she read the script, I remember I came home and I looked, and this was right when we first got married. I remember her sitting on our little couch that we had, and I remember she was crying. She said, I can't do this. And she said, I can't go out there and talk to the young people, the high schools and the colleges, and preach to the young people as to how they're supposed to live according to the dictates of Christ's word. And you know, and then they go and see a movie of me acting like a little runaround in this movie. I just can't do that. I can't play the hypocrite. I remember when that test came. But that test, after she passed that test, somewhere down the line, as you look at the way the Lord works, he replenished her desires for the right things, and it paid off because she did the right thing rather than choosing to do the wrong thing momentarily.
Yeah, and I think, you know,
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.